Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by two donors, Adam and Ilias. Adam said this, and I quote, "Hello Samian, I came across the case of Achraf Hakimi, a Moroccan soccer player who plays for PSG in France. His wife recently filed for divorce and demanded half his assets, but was surprised to learn that Achraf put his assets in his mother's name and that he owns nothing. This is one of the most genius moves I've ever seen. What do you think?" Well, Adam, thanks for the donation, as well as Ilias, who asked if other men could do the same. Well, other men can do it. I've known men that put their assets in their mother's names to protect them from being pillaged by a future ex-wife, or even some of the children. I was taught this is the way you do things by my father if you ever get married. I'll leave it at that. So you can leave your children something instead of your wife spending the money instead. Many of you guys say this guy is a hero for thinking like this, but I saw this in my life, so it's just Tuesday for me. Everywhere I look, people are hailing Achraf as some sort of hero for putting his 70 million euro fortune in his mother's hands to protect it from his now ex-wife. But what many guys aren't seeing or thinking about is how, by doing this, he's giving his mother power over his life by turning himself into a son husband. He has a weird arrangement with his mother where if he needed something in his life, he would request it from his mother, and then she would allow him to purchase it, and she would purchase it for him. Do you really think that's healthy for a 24-year-old man to do? Many of you might not like that agreement he arranged with his mother, and I'm sure that the close relationship he had with his mother must have pissed off his wife Hiba Abouk. I also don't care if you don't like my opinions. His ex-wife Hiba was 12 years older than him. Clearly a man with a woman that much older than him probably has some mommy issues, and I couldn't find out if he was raised by a single mother. But it would make a lot more sense if you do this sort of financial maneuver to protect yourself from a future ex-wife by giving your assets over to your father, because that would make a lot more sense. Also, if you're an old man, you never give control of your assets to your daughters. Read King Lear if you want to know how bad an idea it is to put all your assets in their hands. One article I read said that Achraf put 80% of his earnings in his mother's hands, but where's the other 20%? Is it secretly in crypto or has it already been spent? I don't know. Achraf's divorce also came about before he received recent rape allegations. Also, where are all the women now that say it's inappropriate for older men to date much younger women? When they have a 12-year-old age gap with the woman being older, they say nothing. But below many of the posts about this guy, people are saying that she only got together with him to take his money. And that may be, because she also has two anchor children with him. Hiba is also a well-known actress, and maybe she played on his dream to be with his teenage crush. I don't know. I'm really glad that guys are waking up and seeing the double standards when it comes to older women preying on younger men, while criticizing men for doing the exact same thing, as if they're the only ones that have the right to do that or something. But what's disappointing is that many guys aren't even mentioning the possibility that he's a roped son husband. I'll get shit for saying that, but it's certainly a possibility. Just because he's victorious against his ex-wife doesn't mean he's going to be victorious against a controlling mother, if that's actually what she is. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Don't Be a Son Husband, and definitely don't get married to a wife Clown World show. What I find suspicious in this situation is that Hiba didn't mention why she decided to separate from Achraf, and that her legal team is now looking into other options now that she's lost the ability to take half his 70 million euro fortune away, because it belongs to another woman, his mother. I feel bad for him because he doesn't really have financial independence. The family court judge certainly wouldn't make any fans if he took the money that belonged to one woman, his mother, and gave it to another, his ex-wife. That would be injustice, taking money from a woman, but it's only just, it seems, when that money is taken away from a man. That's part of what this is all about. Many women believe the competition between women for men's money, resources, attention, and time is fair, and may the best woman win and once one woman has won, they tend to back off. Ocref's mother probably used her son and his money to get some grandkids out of the deal. Now she has all the money and her former granddaughter-in-law, Heba, has the grandkids. At this point, I suspect these two women are going to come to an agreement so that there's some sort of shared custody of some kind. Ocref, I believe, is just a pawn in all of this, even though everyone I hear online talking about him keeps saying that he's brilliant. I just wish that men would dig below the surface and see that just because his wife didn't take him to the cleaners doesn't mean that his mother doesn't have covert control over him. That's the one major red flag I see in all this. I was talking to a woman that I work with in real life about this story and how Ocref should let his father hold on to the money if he's still alive and he actually is responsible with it. She thought what I was saying was misogynistic, but again, it was perfectly fine for his mother to take that money. It's not misogyny when one woman screws over another, but it's certainly considered that when a man does it. Also, the age difference between Ocref and Heba is crazy, because when she met him, he was 19, and she was 31. I've kept saying for years that someone needs to create a red pill service for young sports players, to get them away from women. I knew women that used to prey on professional athletes, and even flew overseas to be with a guy in an overseas league. I won't mention where and who because someone she knows about this channel. But you know that this is one of women's main gold-digging strategies. And wouldn't it be something if young basketball players went on to something like Fresh and Fit and then red-pill the whole NBA and players in it? You haven't seen anything if you think that the passport bros are making women crazy and foaming at the mouth. If you start taking women's ability away to access the top 1% of pro athletes, that's an entirely different story. All the women in the hood are going to come after you. The Fresh and Fit boys need to start doing that. I know someone that can actually get in contact with them, and I should pass that idea on, because I think that would be golden and would start to wake up the top 1% of men. If I was the catalyst for that chain of events, I would certainly pat myself on the back for it. That's how you change things. One little viral thought after another. A ripple in a pond that's connected to a stream that exits out into an ocean and changes the water ever so slightly, and then causes a hurricane on the other side of the planet, and no one saw where it came from. Every small action can have major significance if it's put in the right place at the right time. If there's one thing you should take from this video, it's that I think he's a son husband, and there's a good chance that his mother is controlling him. Yet people are still hailing him as some sort of hero for it. I'd only call him that if he let his father hold on to that money for him. That would have been more epic. But then again, it would probably be a lot easier for the divorce courts to take that money from his father than his mother. Again, it's a lot easier to steal from a man. I was also talking to a friend's young 13-year-old son today, and he was discussing how marriage is a bad idea, and he wanted to get into the trades. I told him that if he went into the trades, then he wouldn't get babes, and then he said, screw that. They'll just divorce me and take all my money. His traditional mother was pissed off about it, but I felt pretty satisfied because the woke white knight simp virus was eradicated from his brain. On one side of things, we have 20% of Gen Z identifying as LGBT. And on the other hand, we have guys being red-pilled in their early teens. That's when I told him about the ChatGPT and AI girlfriends, and he got excited for them. And that's when I knew things would be alright because in the future, soccer, hockey, and basketball players would be so used to using sexual technology by the time they got to the big leagues, they would avoid real women and probably do what Cristiano Ronaldo did, and hire a surrogate to have 3 kids. But unfortunately, he ended up getting hitched, and now has 2 more kids with a woman. So that's going to give women hope that even men that use surrogates can still have access to his cash and prizes. Of course, it still makes it harder for them to take them if the majority of his children are not his. I know having kids would be a major disappointment to me unless I could basically clone myself and figured out a way to get him to think the way that I do, and find enthusiasm for life. Talking to that 13-year-old sort of depressed me because he had very little passion for anything in life. He wants to be a plumber. I told him find out what you're good at and what you enjoy doing. Find the best people at it and strive to do better than they do, and you'll be successful with a little bit of luck. He felt discouraged and said that everything had already been done before. I said find something that there's a demand for but not enough supply, and do that. Yes, everything has been done, but not everything has been done to death or saturation. I also warned him of another trend, which I see is female truckers and women entering the trades as AI starts to take away mostly female jobs in retail, management, and creative fields. Not to mention OnlyFans content. I'll make a video about the rise of female truckers shortly, and I think it might be the next OnlyFans. Again, a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ilias and Adam for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Heba tried smashing Agraf in the balls. No pun intended, but missed. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the ex-wives and mothers that use their boys as son-husbands away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.